Wisconsin is one of nine states that let undocumented immigrants get driver's licenses. New Berlin GOP Assemblyman Mark Gundrum says this makes the state a homeland security risk because potential terrorists could come here to get legitimate IDs.
Wisconsin is becoming a mecca for folks illegally in the country to get their license here because all the states around have changed their laws.
In addition to requiring that immigrants show a visa to get their licenses, Gundrum wants the expiration date for visas printed on the licenses themselves. But critics call this a form of discrimination. Maria Castillo says she's in the country legally to attend school at the UW-Whitewater. While she could still get a Wisconsin driver's license under this plan, she says being labeled with an expiration date would look bad to potential employers.
They're not going to be sure, you know, should we hire this person if this person can only work, you know, 2 years or 3 years, and later on we don't know whether, you know, immigration is going to allow this person here. You know, so I just feel targeted.
Others say it's hypocritical to deny undocumented immigrants driver's licenses since they play such a big role in keeping the state's economy healthy. Governor Jim Doyle's administration opposes the plan, saying it could be a safety risk if it deters immigrants from taking their driving tests. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.